Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. At the top of the show, we played Jessica Suter. Show me.
Jessica Suter, ex-Pussycat doll.
Okay.
Who would have thought, other than Nicole, there'll be others that want to sing?
They're just background blurs, really, aren't they?
I know, it's just not fair. Nicole just dominated everything, but, you know, you create your own opportunities.
Nicole was obviously smart enough with her agent to get better screen time. Or
yeah,
whatever.
That's right. She definitely jacked something up in the contracts, yeah. That's for sure. Now, Jade, look, before we came on air, there was a little bit of a situation because you weren't sure if I was going to be able to make it alive on air.
Yeah, I know.
You were suspicious.
So, you know, we've got like a little, here at Joy, we've got our little pigeonholes and, you know, a Different Strokes pigeonhole, and that's where all of our whatnot gets held. And I went to our pigeonhole to check what was new, and there were two Chupa Chups. Just sitting there, no, you know, thanks Jade and Dave or dear Jade and Dave, you know.
This is what the Chupa Chups are for, love, so-and-so.
So-and-so.
Nothing, just Chupa Chups.
Just two Chupa Chups. And I...
By the way, they were strawberry flavoured.
And so then I brought them over to Dave and I said, I assume these are for us, but there's no note, that, you know, I feel a bit weird about eating the Chupa Chup because... I don't know what the context is. Is it really mine? Who's put it there?
But girl, does it really matter?
It does. You don't take candy from strangers.
But we're grown. Like,
no.
It's Chupa Chups. Nobody's going to lace Chupa Chups. I'm still alive. I ate the Chupa Chup, by the way, and I'm still alive.
All
but
I'm saying is if there had been a note, I would feel less anxiety about eating the Chupa Chup.
Well, Jade, the thing about, and this is where the whole debate happened, because she was like, she didn't want to eat it. And I was just thinking, you know, food, gift from God, or whoever it is that pockets are well lined.
Chupa Chup grows on trees or falls from the sky.
Exactly. So for me, nobody's going to want to poison us. I'm sure every pigeonhole had Chupa Chups. So unless it's, you know, somebody's trying to do a genocide up here at Joy, you know, I think we're going to be fine, Jade. But it was so funny seeing you get all suspicious and, you know, wanting to see a note to know where it came from. I mean, it's confectionery, it's lollies, it's candy. You don't have to attribute things like that. Not for me anyway. I'm just hungry.
Yeah.
And I would just eat whatever.
Okay, so Dave, you must feel so lucky to go and watch these shows that you would never have thought to watch ever before.
Look, I always go on the personal recommendation of a friend when it comes to TV shows because I'm quite loyal with the series that I watch.
Tune in for a Different Strokes take on television.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, I've been talking about, I've seen ads for this show for a really long time, and as soon as I saw it, I thought we have to talk about this on our show because it so fits in with everything that our show is about. The show is called Slide, and actually started last night. It's on Fox 8. And basically, yes, people are going to compare it to Skins, which is hugely successful, and you know, it's because it's got that teenage focus. So there's it's focused around five teenagers in Brisbane, and it's sort of, you know, they're at that age of, you know, they're about 17 and they're, you know,
kind
that
of finishing high school.
High school, their, you know, life's about to change dramatically. And yeah, so I watched Ep 1 last night, and it, you know, obviously did all the introductions and everything. But what else is really interesting about this show is that they have actually put in a lot of online presence and effort into this show. Like,
so not only are you getting to watch the episodes every week, which I heard there's going to be 10 and they're mm-hmm. all an hour long,
mm-hmm.
but you actually get to go to the website, the Slide website, and there's more content, isn't yeah. it, Jay? There's like storylines and...
There's all these different storylines. There's graphic novels. So, and what they've done is basically assign a particular type of, I guess, social media or online content to each of the characters. So, you know, Tammy, who's one of the characters, she has a MySpace.
Oh, girl.
Yeah. That she wants to do music journalism. So what she does is she, like, reviews all of the, like, so they're part of the, one component of the show is that they're going to have a lot of live performances of local Brisbane artists. And so, you know, she'll do her gig reviews on MySpace. And then
you get to actually link onto
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and so you get to actually participate in that. And then one of the other characters, Scarlett, has a Tumblr and she's all into fashion. So that's what the theme of the Tumblr. The geeky character Ed, he does his own video games, so there's games, you know, involved in there. You can play different video games that kind of have, like, cool, you know, there's one that's called, like, throw the flaming couch or something. So that in episode one, there's this flaming couch and you have to see how far you can throw it.
I find it very interesting because not only are you watching the show and watching the storyline unfold mm-hmm. on TV, but you actually get to follow up a little bit into it. I mean, it almost makes me feel like, can you actually watch Slide without the online component? Or will it just be like just having a beta understanding of the show?
Well, that's what I'll be really interested to find out. Because
it feels like everything on this website is going to enrich your watching experience.
Because there's, like, you know, there's webisodes as well, and there's also a graphic novel that gives more detailed information and backstory into each of the characters. And after watching the first episode last night, yes, it is the first episode, and it is often difficult after a first episode to make an assessment of what a show is going to be like. But after watching that first episode, you do kind of walk away and go, wait, like, you know, you're wanting something a bit more.
Which is natural.
And it's a bit light on the character development. And you don't know if that's just the first episode or whether that's going to carry through, number one, because they've got such a huge online component, or whether that's, you know, what's going to happen.
So what was it like watching that first episode? Did you watch the first episode without seeing the online material?
I hadn't seen much of the online material, to be honest.
So based on what you saw on the first episode, did you feel like it was sufficient?
I did. Because
first episodes,
because
like
first
you just
episodes
said,
are so
tricky.
Because you've got to introduce all of the characters. And I think it had enough in it to make you watch the second episode, because obviously they've now introduced each of the characters and how they interact and how they relate to each other. And I guess the other component of this show is that each episode effectively focuses on firsts. So the first time, you know, the first episode, Ed had just turned 17 and he got his driver's license. So, you know, and then there'll be sex and, you know, all of the other firsts that you have around that time of your life.
No pressure, by the way.
Yeah, no pressure. But, you know, it is definitely, like, it does have skin. I can see where the Skins comparison comes from. It is a bit less bleak. Edgy.
For me, I love Skins because it was so edgy and it was just like, bam, drugs, you know, and sex and just booze. And it was just so disturbing to watch, but it was gripping. So I don't know if Slide is going to go down that path.
Well, it's interesting. My girlfriend actually watched with me, and it's interesting. My girlfriend is American, and her And she's from a very conservative state, and her perception of what teenagers are like is very different even from my perception. So I'll watch something like Skins and I'll say, whoa, you know, that's like way beyond what would ever happen in my life.
Yeah.
This is a bit more, Slide is a bit more something I can relate to in terms of what it was like to be
that
age.
Well, the characters are, you know, depicted to be all based in Brisbane.
Yeah.
You know, I think if you want to do like a show maybe about 17-year-olds or 18-year-olds in Sydney, in the western suburbs in Sydney or somewhere in Melbourne, I think it's going to be very different to, say, five teenagers that, you know, grew up in Brisbane.
And I guess the good thing, you know, and the reason that I'm kind of thinking that we should support this show is because to me, like, they're trying to make relevant, interesting television content that is Australian, and so much of the stuff we get now is imported. And, you know, like, I was having a discussion with an American last night who was saying that, you know, the stuff that the TV that Australians make is really good, but we don't make enough of it, you know. And so we should be trying to encourage more stuff like this.
And it's really great because Fox 8, I think this is like the first time they've gone all out, like blown their budget. And, you know, they've never backed a TV show, produced a TV show at Fox 8 quite to this scale. So, and as you can see, it's not just a TV series. There's the web component to it. There's a lot of thought going into all five characters. So I actually can't wait to actually watch it. And also browse online.
Yeah.
And I think it's so interesting what you brought up about like them having their own social networking websites.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah.
So much effort went into that.
Yeah.
You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. This is where camp and geek collides. This is where we talk about media and all that kind of good stuff that's happening. Later on, Jade, we're going to talk about, well, we were just mentioning about social networking websites.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about clout after this. Now, this is how you measure your influence on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a popularity contest all of a sudden.
Yeah, I love popularity contests.
Well, Jade, you really want to go up against me? I mean, come on, the Queen Mother?
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, we were checking out clout.
Well, this was a tremendously good idea, Jade. I mean, you know, you usually suggest some pretty amazing websites, but this one had me kind of on the competitive edge just a little.
Okay.
Because the whole time I logged into clout, I wanted to know, what is Jade's score?
Yeah.
Is she ranking higher than me? What's going on? So let's talk about this website and what it does, Jade.
Okay. So basically, just to get all like technical on you, Dave, it's it's a social media analytics tool. What that means in real life terms is that it uses your any of your social, well, data from your social media sites. It started off as just Twitter and Facebook, but has now expanded out to Tumblr, YouTube, Blogger, Instagram, LinkedIn, in Foursquare, and I believe there are plans to launch for Google Plus very soon. So basically what it does is it measures the size of your network and then the amount of content you create and then how people interact with that content.
Yeah, so basically things like your follower counts on Twitter, the amount of retweets your tweets get, your links, how far it, you know, reaches people. So that's kind of stuff like true reach is what they want to call it. But Jade, it's actually very simple to use. All we have to do is basically log in. Either you can sign in via your Twitter or via your Facebook, and it kind of works it all out for you pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So there were a couple of you know, and it ranks you. It gives you a score out of, is it out of 100, Jade? I mean, who knows?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it is out of 100. Yeah, 1 to 100.
Now, are we ready to review our scores?
Yes.
I have 54. That's what I was given by clout. 54 is my score, and I've been deemed a specialist. Now, a specialist basically means that, and this is the criteria and what they describe a specialist to be on clout. You may not be a celebrity, but within your area of expertise, your opinion is second to none. Your content is likely focused on a specific topic or industry with a focused, highly engaged audience. I sound like a really good brand.
You do. Well,
am I Melanie B? What's going on here?
Well, It's interesting because I think you tweet about music a lot, and so to me that makes sense. And you like travel in music circles, right? Like you've got your little
I've got posse. I got my pop music blog, and I have a lot of people that I follow, and you know, who follow me on Twitter. That we always have pop music discussions. Yes. There's always something about the
you
sugar.
You think the
bay.
Rants are bad on our show? You should hear the rants on Twitter.
Well, you know, it's a festering community, and mm-hmm. you know, it's just every time something happens, you know, there's always some sort of discussion happening mm-hmm. where I'm pulled into or I'm engaging in. So that happens a lot, and I think what Clout has done is it's picked up on that. So some of the things that I'm apparently influential for are, you know, things like music videos, for instance. Mm-hmm. So maybe links from my blog about music videos get shared a lot, which yep. I know to be true mm-hmm. from my own stats. So looking at yours, Jade, you've been deemed an explorer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is not Dora. It's no. a little different.
No. It says, you actively engage in the social web, constantly trying out new ways to interact and network. You're exploring the ecosystem and making it work for you. Your level of activity and engagement shows that you get it. We predict you'll be moving up. So, and that kind of relates to me too, because Dave, I'm not on Twitter nearly as much as you are, despite rumors or any accusations otherwise.
I know you're like the so-called, you know, geek one of the outfit here, but really I tweet excessively.
Well, I mean, I would say you probably have about 10 times the amount of tweets that I have.
You know, you joined Twitter first, and I remember you saying, and you shared this with another Joy presenter very early on when Twitter was only taking off. Oh, now that David Lim's on Twitter, well, it's all gone mainstream. It's like, girl, please, don't act like Twitter was your own little hipster party, and, you know, I just crashed it and made it mainstream.
Well, to be honest, Dave, I'm going to blame it all on Oprah. So
the minute Oprah and Ellen DeGeneres joined Twitter, yeah. It was all over.
Yeah, it was. Another thing it does do is it also generates who you actually influence, you know, a list of who you influence and then who is and who influences you. And then as well as what topics you're influential in. And like, Dave, that's the topics we're influential in is what I found the most funny, because some of these just do not fit with me at all. It says that I'm influential with beer.
Well, from personal experience, I know that to be true, but I don't know if you necessarily post a lot about beer.
Do I? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Sports.
Yeah. Come on.
Family.
You're a family kind, aren't you? I mean, who? Come on.
Tumblr.
Yeah. You do get very cultish about Tumblr.
Magic, Dave. That's my favorite one. Magic.
You're influential about magic.
Yes, I am in fact magic and can create magic and influence in the world of magic.
Maybe it's that magic theme party you and I went to and we took those pictures of you dressed up as Harry Potter. That had plenty of magic happening there.
Yeah, totally.
You say that it's about pop artist with character.
Pop artist with character. Forget what you've heard. I do listen to Strummy Lala music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Dave, you chatted to Alexandra Stan?
Yes, this is actually her first ever Australian radio interview, so we feel a bit special.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of you would have, you know, maybe you've been out in the clubs or maybe you've been working on your fitness up in the gym, you would have heard her single, Mr. Saxo Beat. It was released in November or December sometime in Romania, and it went straight to number one. And then before you know it, went like, you know, it topped charts all over Europe. I think it's been like top 10 in over 20 countries. And here in Australia, it's only starting to take off. Mm-hmm. This week, Mr. Saxo Beat peaked at number 30. So it's a new peak for it, but, you know, it's slowly climbing up. So mm-hmm. it's really interesting to have a chat with her and, you know, just find out what the story is, because obviously when you have a single takeoff like that, there's bound to be concerns that, oh, is she a one-hit wonder? What's going to happen? Mm-hmm. So had a chat with her. Very lovely girl. She's only 22 or something. So,
yep.
And strangely enough, has never been gay clubbing.
Okay.
I kind of put the heat on her on that one. Uh-huh. I was just like, girl, you need to.
You got to get with the program.
You need to get with the program. You need to act right, because you're not going to be no queen of the clubs if you can't, you know, if you don't cater.
Yeah.
This is my chat with Alexandra Stan. Well, Alexandra, it seems like we're all very, very excited to hear your new song, Mr. Saxobeat. So congratulations with the worldwide success, first of all.
Thank you so much.
Now, how does it feel to have a song break over in America and break over in Latin America and all that? How does it feel?
Well, I don't know. Everybody's keeping me, is keeping asking me this question. I think it's very nice, of course. First of all, it's, I don't know, it makes me happy a lot. But it's, some, you know, sometimes I don't realize, it's not like when I hear a song, like another song, and I know there is number one, and I say that, yeah, it's a nice song, and it's very nice to hear that. Well, because it's my song, and it's, because it's about me, I'm being more, I don't know, I don't realize, you know?
So your song has gone top 10 in over 20 countries. Have you had a chance to maybe go perform at some of those countries?
Yes, well, I had a chance to perform in almost the whole countries in Europe. Like, I know I started with France, UK, Germany, Turkey, Greece, I don't know, Cyprus, Austria, Italy, Spain. Mm-hmm.
Now, you're originally from Romania. Is that where you're calling from right now?
Romania.
Yes, is that where you're calling from?
Yes. Yes, I'm in my town in Constanța, which is near the Black Sea. And right now I was preparing to go to the beach.
Oh, okay.
Because here it's very hot, yes.
It must be beautiful there, I mean, in the summertime.
Yes, it is. It is.
Now, I feel like your music is very summery. So do you feel like that's the vision with your album? You wanted to make summer dance music?
I don't know. Well, the first idea wasn't for the summer. Yeah, we released the song in November, and I don't know. Of course, it's a good song for the summer, but I think it's also good for the winter. Why not? Because it's a general song. You know, it's for the clubs. It's for the people that want to have fun in the clubs and to party and, I don't know, to dance and feel good.
Now talk to me about the Mr. Saxobeat video. How was the video shoot?
Well, the video was very funny and it was very serious in the meantime, you know, in the same time. Because it was very funny because I had to play the character of a really bad character that is playing with
that's getting arrested, yeah.
Yeah, and it's fooling everyone to, I don't know, just to be to be good for me, you know. But in the same time, I had to play with real actors and with real officers, police officers, which was an interesting thing because I had the chance to be professional and to be, I don't know, to work with professional people that they knew what to do. They knew everything.
You know, in the video, it shows you getting arrested. Have you ever been arrested in real life?
No, no, hopefully not. Yes, well, I don't think so because I don't have a license, a drive license, so okay. I don't drive. And here in Romania, I don't know, there's not a lot of things that you can do to be arrested. I mean, what can I do to be arrested? Just bad things, and I don't want to do bad things, you know. Well, as I don't drive, well, I didn't have the chance.
Now, final question is, when was the last time you went to a gay club?
To a gay club?
Yeah, have you ever been to a gay club?
No, I never had the chance, you know, but I will go in October in UK, I think. I'm really excited, you know, because I have a gay friend from London, and I really love to see the reaction of the gay audience, you know?
Yeah, so you've never performed at a gay club before. I'm surprised. I thought you might have already.
No, no.
Wow, okay. So I hope it goes well for you.
Yeah, it will be a new experience, and I really, I'm very excited to do that, really.
Because, you know, a lot of gay men love dance music. Like, gay men go crazy for dance music.
Yeah, I know, I heard so, that's why I decided with my producers to go in London in this club, and really, I don't know, I don't consider that it's different, you know, to go to a gay club or a normal club, because I think it's also human, and it's normal. I don't think that it's so different, you know, to be gay. I think it's normal, I don't know, it's just the sexual orientation, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't define you.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Alexandra, and all the best with the single and your touring and all that over summer in Europe, and we hope to hear more from you.
Thank you.
This is different.
Thank you so much, and I really hope to be there in Australia very soon, as soon as possible.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.